Hi, this is Michelle Danner.
And Rob Estes, and you are listening to Life Minute TV.
Watch the Italians over the holidays.
And after that, watch Starstruck. It's coming to you real soon, I promise.
Melrose Place heartthrob Rob Estes teamed up with renowned acting coach Michelle Danner in the new dramedy, The Italians, out now. Danner's eighth film serves up family, food, and unforgettable first impressions. We caught up with the longtime friends and on-screen husband and wife to talk all about it and more. This is a Life Minute with Rob Estes and Michelle Danner.
Thanks to you both for coming on. It's great to talk to you guys.
Absolutely.
Thank you for
Congrats on everything you're doing. Tell us about it, the Italians. You know, I'm Italian, 100% Italian. So I'll see if you got it right.
The Italians is about a very traditional Italian-American family that's about to meet their only son's girlfriend for the very first time. And now it becomes a horror movie for the mother because every single sin that a girlfriend could have, this girlfriend has.
I actually don't go to church.
She's not Italian, okay? She doesn't want children.
And now she insults my cooking.
And so as she discovers it, the stakes are higher and higher to try and get rid of her. So it's that, typical premise of, look who's coming to dinner and oh my God. And then, it's about great family dynamics. I was just really lucky because Rob was in it and he's wonderful as Vincenzo, the patriarch. And Abigail Breslin played the girlfriend and Matthew Daddario played the son.
I love Matthew's honesty. And then now seeing more of his work with you, I think he's a little budding superstar. He's pretty amazing. And Abigail's obviously great too. Michelle, I think one of my favorite parts about this performance for you is you're kind of like the Jewish mother, which is also the Italian mother, like so caring and, you're going to feed everybody, it's going to be great, until the wrong person steps in your door. And then you just turn into, I think, do we have the line Dragon Lady in it?
Yes.
She turns into a nightmare. And to be able to play both sides of that, to have the heart, right, which she has, and then turn it into this vicious, through comedy, but it's just, the flip on that was fantastic. And it was funny, I've known Michelle a very long time, and I think I've maybe seen the Dragon Lady one time in 30 years. And to see what she did with some of the monologues, monologues is the wrong word, longer speeches, it just was awesome. I loved it. I got to see that side of her that's like, oh, damn.
I was going to ask that if Rob, if you were a student of Michelle.
Well, we were actually, Michelle was a student prior to me, but we were in class together many moons ago. And it's funny, I think in the Italian, some of that comes out because we have history. Yes. And as a married couple in the movie, you can feel that history. Mm-hmm. But we built it over 30 years. And to have that level of trust with each other and that history.
That layer, you can't manufacture that. You can't even create it in rehearsal. It's either something that's there, it's a certain layer that we have. And it came from this wonderful experience that we had on stage for almost a year. And then, and Rob was, every single night was a surprise. You didn't know what was going to happen. And we had a great time. And going into this movie, The Italians, a lot of that came into it, that history, like Rob said. And it was a fun experience. I mean, this is, again, going to remain a memory for us in the execution of making the movie. That was a lot of fun. It was a wonderful, heartfelt story about this family that could have been any family. It just happened to be an Italian-American family. But we did the festival circuit, and a lot of people came up to us, and they said, we're Jewish, we're from Ukraine, different parts of the world. Somebody said, we're from Japan. But we see ourselves in this, because family is universal. And so it's a beautiful story about family and love and forgiving and not holding grudges, especially now as we enter the holidays, I mean, and you sit at the table, people hang on to things from 1962, and to just be able to let go and to go, we're in this moment now, and whatever happened, happened. And so I feel that the movie has a very nice message about letting go of those grudges.
And it's actually, I didn't think about that, but it's a really good holiday movie because of, the family dynamics. And who knows what's coming to your table? I mean, now we have a different political climate and, you know, people, it would be nice to find some really good common ground. Yes. And I think that and ultimately the way the movie shapes up, it really is about, you can be on opposite sides, but you know, if you have heart and you can find love, that's kind of the main gig, right? That's what we're all looking for on some level. Yeah. I just think about I love that shot over the table with all the food. I've never had more Italian food in my life. I love that Vincenzo just can't stop eating.
I think that's the common ground, and there's nothing better than Italian food to bring us together.
And David DeLuise, of course, Dom's son, right?
Oh,
what's he like?
Oh, he's great. Such a good guy. I love David DeLuise.
He was great. He came and he played the uncle, the brother, and then Leni Kazan came and played the grandmother, the mother of Angelina. And she just brought the house down, like literally every time she opened her mouth. It was a showstopper.
And I thought that was written, it makes sense that was written very well. The relationship with the mother, you know, like this is generational. And now, interestingly enough, you know, probably given who your son is going to marry, it'll make a generational shift. It's going to be different. Their young lady is going to be very different than how you were raised.
Totally.
Which is great.
And to be open to that, and especially like Rob said, in these divided times, to be open to, you know, not doing what is expected, but the unexpected. The movie keeps surprising us that way. And also there's a twist at the end, which is something that I wanted to do. And, you know, I got a little pushback, but I thought, you know, one of the messages that I really wanted, what I wanted to say was that the people that we love are never, never gone. They're always with us. They're always here. And so that was something I wanted to say, but you have to watch the movie to really understand the depth of that twist.
Right, right. I find it fascinating too that you star and you direct. How do you do that? How do you direct and act at the same time?
I had a wonderful village around me. I mean, you know, not because Rob is here and, you know, he just helped me so much. There's nothing like, you know, acting with him or having Rob on set. He's the most incredible energy. His energy brings it all together. It's true.
What's she like as a director?
Oh, man. I mean, I think that's one of her biggest feathers in the cap is she's directed for so long. And she hasn't, like, not just... I mean, directing has many fronts. It's got a visual front. It's got a story front. It's got I'm dealing with different personality fronts. And I think one of the things Michelle's very good at is assessing people, actors, and helping them find their best performance, which is really tough. I mean, you know, for people who aren't in the business, you know, let's say you have 29 days to shoot something. You got 8 pages a day. You're shooting out of order and you have to have through line arcs that make sense for every single character. And the director needs to know how to put all those pieces together out of order for every character. And Michelle does it really well. And as an actor, you don't feel like she's doing it, which is great because you feel free, but she's kind of keeping you in the theme of the story. And helping your performance in that way. I think she said, put a little more Vincenzo energy into him. And that's all it took. And it was like, oh, yeah, duh. Uh-huh. And it made my performance through everything much better. Because it was the character. And I think I don't know if I had low energy or, oh, no, it was. It was the first day of this other shoot. In first days, you're like trying to find it. And just that little thing gave me a follow through pretty much the whole piece. And that was the character. And now when I watch it, I'm like, God, if she hadn't said that, this would have been something completely different.
Since The Italians, Rob and I have done 2 more movies together. we went to Italy and we did a movie called Under the Stars with Andy Garcia, Tony Collette. which is out now to be seen. And Rob was great in it. He came to Italy and he created a completely different character than Vincenzo. And then last month, we wrapped Prince with photography here in LA on another movie that we did, a rom-com called Starstruck, with Rob, with Matthew Daddario, with David DeLuise.
David was in it too.
Awesome.
That's so Michelle has collected a very good group of people.
I don't know, Rob, you must be good in it, because I have had a hard time picturing you as, you know, an older father, older Italian father with that gray hair. You know, you're still the hot Melrose Place guy. Oh. So you know you're a good actor.
If only that were true.
Yeah, you still are. And here you are back again. I have to ask you about that, of course. Do you still get stopped for that all the time? I'm sure you do.
No, I don't all
the
time. No.
Really?
It's funny because I'm doing classes just because I love classes. And there's a really young generation that's coming up, some talented people. I'm like, oh my gosh. But they're funny because they keep going, oh my God, are you on Gilmore Girls? I did Gilmore Girls, but I think it's streaming again. And so that's what I get hit.
Yes, right, and right.
Like, because I played Milo. We were doing a pilot. So it was Gilmore Girls. And then we did a spinoff with Amy Palladino that was, I was Milo's dad. And it was a similar thing. It ended up getting picked up. It didn't work. But it's just funny now that it's like, that's Gilmore Girls. I think I did three or four of them. So it's funny.
That's fine. That's not what I hear. People remember Melrose and 90210.
Oh, awesome.
So it's there.
Thanks.
I'm surprised they're not streaming that. They must know.
They did for a while. And I think now, you know what? You're right, actually.
Come back.
They should, because they keep talking about doing a reboot. But I just don't know. I don't know if the ethos of Melrose would survive 2025.
I didn't think of that before all the social media.
Yeah.
What do you think it was about that was so iconic, though, those shows?
You know, this young generation finding their way to the great American dream, which is different now. It was all the young upstarts, and they were starting to hit their careers, and some were failing and some were winning. And now it's just different, so I think that was a big piece of it. It was very, yay, let's go. Let's chase this. Let's do this.
Yeah.
So I think that's a lot of, Aaron Spelling was very good at every week making you go, oh my God, what's going to happen next?
Yes.
What happens next week?
Right.
So, I just finished watching, we're finishing watching Stranger Things. And I love that at the end of every episode, I'm like, what happens next? Well, we can stream it. We can watch it all in 2 days.
Right.
And back then you had to wait a week. And all week long, people were like, oh my God, did you, is she going to sleep with them? And then who's going to die? And so I think it had something to do with that.
So, and you told me what's next, right? Did you guys tell me everything? What else? You told me all your other projects, right?
Well, we just finished
any other ones?
We're in post. We're actually starting some active prep on a movie that Rob is going to be in called Helios. It's a sci-fi thriller. He's going to play an astronaut. So we're working on that to shoot next year. And, we're just working and developing projects and having fun doing it.
Michelle's got a son, Nicholas, who is very much stepping into this business. I think he can do very well. He's an SC graduate, super smart. He's just such an artist. This kid is an artist. You talk to him and you're like, you're seeing a whole thing. It's awesome. And he's been a help on the last couple, and I think he's going to do really well.
And in turn, I'm going to give back, because he just completed his first screenplay, which we'd like to send to you, Rob, to read. It's a completely different genre. It's a horror movie. Now, he's been prepping last few years because he's taken me to the movie theaters to see every single horror movie that has come out. So I'm very well versed on horror. And nevertheless, I read his script and I was like, oh no, and that one dies and that one dies. Oh God. But you know what? The same way he supported us in all our endeavors in these last few years, you know, I'm going to be there to do the same.
Oh my gosh, I can only imagine. That's going to be a team.
That's awesome.
Good
That's
stuff.
Great. That's so great. What's your advice, you guys, for young actors?
Oh, that's a good one.
I think to never stop studying. And I don't mean necessarily being in class, but that's good too. And just seeing you being a student of life, just waking up every day and staying open to learning what life has to teach you, what people have to teach you, relationships, events, and to look, you know, for the signs and go with the flow of it and not to be critical. I mean, I just remember that when I was starting out, I had such a very strong, you know, interject in me that, you know, you can't do this and this is not that and that's not good enough. And, you know, that's the one thing that is a very good thing about aging. You just don't care what people think. And but when you're younger, you care more. And I see it in my sons, you know, two sons, their friends, you know, that, you know, people care what other people think. And to be able to release that, that's, I think, the ability to open up certain doors where you can take risks in life.
Yeah. Good answer.
Wow.
What about you? Top that, Rob.
No, I don't. I'm definitely not going to top that. I would. If anything, I would parrot that. You know, we are our own worst critics. Yeah. All the chatter going on inside your head is only in your head. So let it fall away and take the steps and do the work with unfettered or unheld back steps. And good things happen. That's been the fight of my life is, you know, going, okay, listen to the voice in you that isn't coming from your head. And that definitely leads you, especially as an actor, to unique, fun choices if you've done the work, right? I mean, if you do the work, you can then go and play. If you haven't done the work, when it's time to play, you're actually working. You're like, oh gosh. Yeah. But if you put in the time, I'll go back to the rose tattoo. You know, we put in so much time. I mean, if things weren't going well, we'd rehearse until 4 a.m. and nobody complained. And then on opening night, it was like, oh, we so got this. It was just playtime. And that's what people want to watch. So for young actors, go with that. Don't get caught in the social media. Don't get caught in, I got 20 million followers. Although sadly, right now, if you have 20 million followers, it's like, that's the coin. People will go, oh, this is great. Let's get them in a movie. That's kind of the calling card. But it's sad because sometimes, you know, you get the calling card and you show up on set and you have no idea what you're actually doing. And that doesn't work. So do the work. Put all that together, I guess. And it's just, it's fun.
And how do you stay mentally and physically fit?
What do I do? Okay, I do.
I know some of it.
A lot of yoga. I do a lot of weights. I do a cold plunge 10 minutes every day. I do a sauna. I hang out with my son who can now almost beat me up. Not yet. He's 14. He can almost tackle me and hold me down. I just keep up with life. And I think mentally it's a lot of reading plays, books, and then always taking classes. That helps my brain. And I used to watch a lot of news, but I don't anymore. I read because it seems a little safer. It seems like there's a little more truth in what I'm reading than what I'm seeing on TV.
Good. I like it.
I think...
What station? Kidding. What's on your music playlist, Rob?
Chris Stapleton, I love. Adele still. I actually just saw a video of my son when he was 2 years old at the Adele concert with us. Aww. And that put it back on my playlist. Huh. So I listen to everything.
Cool. I love it.
I listen to everything too. You have to keep expanding. You have to keep living and trying things and doing things that normally you wouldn't do, maybe, like challenging yourself to those things. We're going to do something really interesting over the holidays, and I don't know the name of it. I think it's called Snowflake something. We're going to drive outside of New York City and take this train with this very incredible picturesque views. And I don't exactly know the details, but, you know, at first when, you know, my sister was like, oh, let's do it, let's book that, I was like, no, it's going to be cold. And, you know, I don't want to drive 2 hours from New York to go do this. What is this? But then I thought to myself, no, you have to say yes to things.
Good.
And now I'm really excited to go have this adventure.
Oh, that sounds fun.
Sounds like a Polar Express.
Yes,
it does. That's what it is. It's something like that. Exactly. Yep.
How fun.
That's awesome. What are you doing for the holidays, Rob?
For Thanksgiving, we were in Arizona. We came back. My wife's folks are going to come and hang out with us. So we'll probably do an escape room. We'll probably hang out at the beach a little bit. Thanksgiving was 70 degrees. So it'll be kind of chill. My son's on a high school basketball team, so we'll be around for some of those games as well.
That was awesome. Thank you, guys.
It's a pleasure.
Oh, a pleasure for me too.
To see more of this interview, visit our website, lifeminute.tv. And don't forget to subscribe to our podcast, Life Minute TV.